have a chabura on Hilchos Shabbos, and tonight's topic is a very, very broad topic, which has applications to almost all of Hilchos Shabbos. And that is the question of what is considered an av melacha and what is considered a tolda. And this question, as I said, relates to all of Hilchos Shabbos because it relates to the question of how do I know what is prohibited and what is permitted to do on Shabbos. So we've all heard of the idea that there are 39 melachos that are prohibited on Shabbos, and most of us probably presume that these were the 39 melachos that were necessary in the construction of the Mishkan. That's Rashi's view, or other Rishonim say, in the functioning of the Mishkan. And that is where we derive the 39 melachos. One of the things that we're going to see tonight is that, in fact, is not so simple. And essentially, we're going to discuss two questions. The first question is, what is an av? And the second question is, what is a tolda? So first we begin with what is an av, and the first source that you have on your sheets is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma begins by saying that both avos and toldos are both d'oraisa. You can't do an av, you can't do a tolda. If you do an av, you're chayv achatas, or chayv misa, if it's b'mezid. If you do a tolda, you're chayv achatas, you're chayv misa. So what is the difference between the two? The Gemara says, well, the difference is that if you do an av and its tolda, its derivative, you're chayev a single chatas, whereas if you do two avos, you're chayev two chataos. The Gemara says that makes sense according to the Chachamim, but Rabbi Eliezer says that if you do an av and its tolda, you're actually chayev two chataos. So if you follow Rabbi Eliezer's view, what is the difference between an av and a tolda? And the Gemara then gives an answer. And what we need to figure out tonight is what does this answer mean? The Gemara says, according to our girsa, we'll see in a moment that there are three girsaos here, three possible readings of this text, and depending on the girsa, we'll have very different applications and implications for our question. The Gemara says, this is the bold at the end of source one, Hach dehave b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, Hach delo have b'mishkan chashiva kari le'tolda. Now, there are two words here that are critical. One is mishkan, and one is chashiva. Chashiva means chashiv, important. The question is, when you have two factors, which one is the dominant factor? And if you read Tosfos, you saw that there are, in fact, three girsos here with three different answers to this question. The first two girsos are in the Tosfos. The third girsa is in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, which is quoted in footnote number 3. Now, I'm going to be reading Tosfos like the Maharam. Perhaps there are other ways to read Tosfos, but like the Maharam that you have here, the third source on the page. So according to the first girsa of Tosfos, there's only one factor that's relevant, and that is chashivos. If something is chashuv, it's an av. If something is not chashuv, it's not an av. Mishkan is irrelevant. The Maharam asks, well, why does the Gemara mention Mishkan? And we'll mention his answer in a couple of moments. But being an av is entirely dependent on chashivas. And Tosfos supports this theory by noting that there were actually things done in a Mishkan that were not an av. For example, Moshit. Moshit was done in the building of the Mishkan, but it's not considered an av. Tosfos says, why? The answer is because it wasn't chashuv. So according to this first answer, there's only one relevant factor, chashivas. We'll have to define then what does chashuv mean. How do I know whether something is chashuv? Chashuv is a very subjective term. What I think is chashuv, you might think isn't chashuv. We'll get back to that in a moment. But that's girsa number one. Girsa number two is slightly different than our girsa. It's hach dehave b'mishkan v'chashiva kari la'av. Anything that was in the Mishkan and was chashiv. According to girsa number two, there are two factors. You need Mishkan plus you need chashivas. If something was in the Mishkan but wasn't chashiv, it's not an av. It will be a tolda. If something is chashiv but was not in the Mishkan, it is not an av. It might be a tolda. To be an av, you need Mishkan plus chashiv. The third girsa is If you take a look at footnote number 3, this is Tosos Mishans. Is Svarm de Garsi, Hach Da'ave B'Mishkan Chashiva V'Kari La'av. Anything that was in the Mishkan is considered Chashav, and therefore is an Av. According to the third Girsa, once again, there's only one relevant factor, that's Mishkan. Anything that was in a Mishkan, by definition, is Chashav. Tosfos Mishan says that's impossible, because we know there are things in a Mishkan, like Moshit, that weren't an Av. Perhaps the answer is that Moshit is a tolda of Hotzah. Hotzah is a malacha gerua. It's a somehow deficient malacha. We'll try to define that also in a couple of moments. But if something is deficient, then even though it was in the Mishkan, it's not an Av. Generally speaking, though, if it was an Av, it's in a Mishkan. So now we have three answers to this question. Answer number one, what's an Av? Something Chashav. Answer number two, what's an Av? Chashav plus Mishkan. Answer number three, what's an Av? Mishkan is Chashav, but Mishkan is the only factor. So let's go back to the first answer. First answer says anything that was in the anything that's Chashav is an Av. Well, why does the Gemara say Mishkan? It says Hachdavi b'Mishkan Chashiva. So Mishkan is irrelevant. Why mention Mishkan? The Maharam here gives two answers to that question, but the second one, which is I think easier to understand, is the following. It's not. The way the Maharam reads it is Hach Davi b'Mishkan Chashiva. Anything that was Chashav at the time of the building of the Mishkan. Like we said before, something might be Chashav now, but it wasn't Chashav then. It might have been Chashav then, it wasn't Chashav now. So what the Avos are were, as it were, locked in at the time of the building of the Mishkan. If it was Chashav at the time of the building of the Mishkan, then it's an Av. But ultimately, the only relevant factor is Chashivas. Well, then the question is, how do I know what Chashav is? In other words, this answer presumes that there must be some independent criteria by which I can determine what an Av is, because I'm not learning it out from the Mishkan. If I have to derive the Malachos from the Mishkan, so then if I ask you, well, how do you know what the 39 Malachos are? You could say, okay, I'm going to look at the building of the Mishkan and I'll figure out what is an Av.
But
that's a different point. It's a fair point, and that might be the advantage of this answer. But once I say that Malachos are dependent upon Chashivas, well, what is Chashav? So there are different answers to this question. One answer, one approach, which is given by the Or Zeruah, and I think was made famous by Diane Grunfeld, is that a malacha is a creative act. Very frequently, people translate malacha's work. But of course, you could do a lot of work on Shabbos without doing a malacha, and certainly many malachos are not a lot of work. So a malacha is a creative act, like we just read on Shabbos in Parshas Bereishis, that Vayichu Hashemayim V'aretz B'chol Tzva'am Vayichal Elokim B'yom HaShviʼi is called Malachto Asher Hasa. Malacha is a creative act, and anything that's a creative act will be a malacha. This view in Tosfos says we go ahead, we figure out what are creative acts, and those are malachos. You'll tell me Hotza isn't a creative act, so perhaps that's why Hotza, as Tosfos says, needs a pasuk to tell me. The Gemara in Shabbos asks, how do I know Hotza is a malacha? And it gives an answer, Yotze Yesh Mekomo. Tosfos says, well, why do I need a pasuk for Hotza? I don't need a pasuk for Bona. The answer might be precisely, this is what the Or Zeruah says, precisely because it's not creative, I need a pasuk to tell it to me. But all other creative acts are considered an Av. That's the first answer. The second answer, again, is Mishkan plus Chashav. The third answer is Mishkan only. So we've discussed so far, first half of this year, what is an Av. Now we have to figure out what is a Tolda. So for this, we turn to the second page of the Makoros. And this is a Gemara in Moed Katan. We actually alluded to this Gemara in the previous year. The Gemara in Moed Katan asks the following question. What is the Av for weeding and for watering? The Gemara assumes that watering, we'll focus on watering for the moment, is prohibited on Shabbos. It is biblically prohibited. It also assumes that it's not an Av. So it's a Tolda. Well, if it's a Tolda, Tolda means a derivative. A derivative of what? Which is the Av that watering is chayav for? And there are three answers in the Gemara. The first answer is Rabba. Rabba says it's choresh, plowing. Why? What does watering have to do with plowing? Because watering softens the ground, and plowing softens the ground. Just like plowing softens the ground is the Av. So watering is similar in so far as it also softens the ground, and therefore watering is a tolda of choresh, of plowing. That's Rabba's view. Rav Yosef's view is that it is a tolda of zorea, planting. Why? What's the purpose of zorea? To promote growth. Why do I water my plants? Why do I water my seeds? To promote growth. So therefore, watering is a tolda of zorea. And Abaye says, I think that you're both right. It should be chayev shnayim. When you water the ground, you should be chayev tuchatos, because you've done both choresh and zorea. And he says, well, maybe you'll tell me that there's no such thing as being chayev tuchatos for one action. Every action could only be mechayev one chatos. No, the Gemara says that if you're zomer v'tzarech leitzim, which means you prune, but you also happen to need the prunings, you're going to go ahead and use the wood that you prune to light your fire in your house. So then you're chayev shnayim. You're chayev for ktsira, for harvesting, because I'm using the wood that I've chopped, and also for zomer, which is a tolda of zorea. Pruning promotes growth and is chayev mishum zorea. So we see you could be chayev shnayim. Therefore, also watering should be chayev shnayim. So the question is, we have three views here. What is their nekuda samachlokas? Whenever we have a dispute in the Gemara, we try to figure out what exactly they're arguing about. So let's first focus on the first two answers, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Again, is watering a tolda of plowing because it softens the ground, or is it a tolda of zorea because it promotes growth? So sometimes you have to work hard to figure out what the Nekuda Samachlokas in a Gemara is. Here Tosfos takes your hand and holds your hand and tells you exactly what the Machlokas is. And Tosfos tells us the following. Tosfos says that Rabba says that a tolda is an act that physically resembles the Av. Because the physical result of plowing is softening the ground, and the physical result of watering is softening the ground. So we look at physical similarities, and the physical similarities are going to determine what is a tolda. Well, the tolda of watering the ground, therefore the act which it most it resembles in the physical sense, is choresh. What does Rav Yosef says? Rav Yosef says that when you water the ground, you're not thinking about, wow, I'm softening the dirt. What is your intention? Your intention is to promote growth. That is what you're thinking. When I water my ground, my plants, I think, wow, I hope one day I'm going to eat these tomatoes. They're going to grow up tall and healthy. I'm promoting growth. So Rav Yosef says that to determine the tolda, we say, is it proximate in terms of the goal? An act that has a similar goal as the Av is a tolda. What does Abaye say? Abaye says both are correct, and therefore you're chayv shnayim. The Kalkelas HaShabbos, which is below, the Kalkelas HaShabbos is the Tiferes Yisrael, which is a commentary on the Mishnah. He wrote an introduction to Masechta Shabbos. It's a wonderful resource when you're learning Masechta Shabbos. He explains general concepts, and he also discusses each of the 39 melachos. So the Kalkelas HaShabbos tells us, this is somewhat of an oversimplification because it might be a machlokas between Rashi and Rambam, but for now we'll overly simplify, that a tolda is basically something that is either similar in terms of the maisa, the physical act, or is similar in terms of the totsa'a, the goal. Most of the time, a tolda is something which is similar in terms of the totsah. Let's give an example. According to Rashi, zomer, which means pruning, is a tolda of zorea, of planting. Why? It's very similar in terms of my goal, my tachlis. The purpose of planting is to promote growth. The purpose of pruning is to promote growth. So therefore, it is a tolda of zorea. Some Now, even though the physical act is very, very different, zoreh is putting a seed in the ground, zomer is cutting a branch from a tree, but nevertheless, since it is similar with respect to the goal, the purpose, the totzah, even if it's very different with respect to the maisa, that is a tolda. That's one type of tolda. The other type of tolda, and this is less common, is something which is very similar in terms of the physical act, even though it's very dissimilar with respect to the goal. What's an example of that? The Rambam writes that megabein, which is cheese making, is a tolda of bona, building. Why can't you make cheese on Shabbos? It's a tolda of bona. What does it have to do with bona? Because bona means taking small pieces and constructing a larger piece from that. So too, when you make cheese, you start off with a lot of small things and they solidify to form a single mass, much like building. Very similar with respect to the maisa, totally different with respect to the totzah, the goal. The goal of bona is to create shelter. The goal of cheese making, of megabein, is to make food. They're very different with respect to the goal, with respect to the totzah, but they are very similar with respect to the maisa. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, both of them are considered toldos. Anything that's similar to the av in either the totzah or the maisa is considered a tolda. So far, we've answered our two questions, though, at least superficially. What is an av? An av, we have three answers. An av is something that is either chashuv, that's chashuv plus mishkan, or something that was done in the mishkan. What's a tolda? A tolda is something which is similar to the av in either maisa or tachlis. If it's similar both in maisa and in tachlis, it might be an av, even if it wasn't in the mishkan. An example of that, the Gemara gives, is grafting. Now, we have a minor issue with the Kalkelas HaShabbos' theory. It's a great theory, but isn't it against the Gemara? Because doesn't the Gemara say either or, at least Rabba and Rav Yosef? So the answer might be that Rabba and Rav Yosef agree that either Maisa or Totzah is sufficient. However, they maintain that you're never chayv shnayim bevas achas. And therefore, what is dominant? Rabba says what's dominant is physical proximity, physical resemblance. Rav Yosef says what's dominant is conceptual resemblance. What is the totzah? Doesn't the Gemara say that you can be chayiv shnayim bevas achas? Zomer v'tzarch le'etzim is chayiv shnayim. The answer might be that that's very different. In the case where I prune, but I also need the wood, I'm actually mechaving to do two things. I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. I both, at the same time, want to do zomer, prune my tree, improve my tree, and also I want the wood. But if I'm only mechaving for one thing, it could only be one act. So, to summarize, then we have, when it comes to tolda, a tolda could be anything that's similar in the pe'ula or similar in the maisa. A tolda is something which is aser midoraisa, and quite possibly nowadays, when we don't bring chatos, there isn't an actual halachic nafkamina whether something is a tolda or a separate av or the like. In the next two sources, which we didn't have a chance to see, there's a machlokas rishonim exactly how to define av and tolda, and also a discussion in the Gemara concerning how important Mishkan is with respect to avos and toldos. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you again next time.